Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Friday. Yeah. You're right, stud. It is Friday, November 21st, 2025.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot. It's drowned out by the...
You know what?
By the panorama.
The world is interesting, isn't it? That...
Oh, yeah.
Back in the 80s, 90s, you could be a non-attractive person. But if you had a great voice, you could do phone sex lines.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember seeing documentaries like on HBO and many others where they would show the phone sex operators. And they look nothing
like the person you imagine.
Nothing like the voice.
No. Kind of like me.
At all. Oh, look at you. Look at you. Is Paige a compliment Friday? We stop down every 15 minutes and look at her and give her a nice compliment. By the way, nice color of shirt today. I believe that's Gamecock Garnet, is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's actually it's wine colored.
It's the first thing that I pulled out of my closet is what it was.
Oh, certainly none of your friends are there anymore. Oh, come on.
They came out before I knew them, actually.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. I was
that's
a witness.
That's why you're still friends with them, I suppose.
Well, yeah.
Do you remember we had the girl that called? Oh, God. It's been years ago.
Yeah.
She ran one of those sex phone number outfits.
Yeah.
And she said the girls would always complain because they wouldn't get enough calls or whatever. So she's like, look, you got to turn your light on and get ready to go.
Yeah.
So I can route you the calls.
Oh, turn your light on.
Yeah, like, you know, they're like, I'm ready to work. Like,
what are they in, like a little cubicle?
That's how I thought it was.
Or is it a pubicle?
Oh.
Paige, that's what you should name your booth.
Yes.
Pubicle.
It's a pubicle. Let's just go big. Let's
just
quit.
Really, you really want me to set aside the facial thing and just go for the wax. Wax off.
That, to me, I have more jokes and puns for that than I do. I you know, the backle is fun to talk about.
I'll do any service. Well, no, not any service, but I'll do any aesthetic service.
I feel like you could go down in the sales pit, commandeer a cubicle, like the old Cope Cabana.
No one would know.
And you could set up in there.
You probably could. If they still have one of the rooms here.
The basketball toss.
Oh, yeah,
with the it's like a real big one from like an arcade, and it had the little net coming out. The women could actually lay in the net like a little hammock.
How about if
you could stand where the basketballs would be and just rip and tear and stuff?
I think I should just take over the women's bathroom downstairs because I do need I need a sink.
Oh yeah, that's true.
There's a sink. That's where you've got go throw up when
why don't
lady
we just...
drops her trousers. It's not nice.
I got an idea. Let's gut this studio, put us in the other one, and I can use this because this used to be a kitchen.
Or, yeah, I mean, you could tell them when you come to work Tuesdays for your meetings, you could come up here and get a complimentary or they could pay you somehow.
Oh, man.
I don't do complimentary.
Complimentary
bullshit. You got to pay for the products.
Is there a chance you could do this? Because I love marketing for others. I love it.
You went to school for it.
Uh-huh. Partially. I did some college.
I need plugs, electrical plugs.
Listen, again, I'll be up with Melissa over at Adam and Eve.
She'll get water.
You on the first part. Oh, we got a little bitty waters.
You know how you'll get, you know, like if you're at a farmer's market, hey, come try a sample of our fresh honey. Something uh-huh. like that. You ever stick your finger in there? Oh, no, here's a spoon. Oh, sorry. You give a little taste of it. Now, that's not something you can necessarily do. Could you offer a coupon where your first wax off is free? Meaning you will lay them down nude. Not you, them. Unless you want to make them feel comfortable and disrobe as well.
Assume the position, please.
And then you will say, okay, I'm going to put some hot wax on your, would you just use the clinical term like vagina? Or do you say your naughty bits or your nether regions or your solar
really
plexus?
It really is the side of the, I haven't taken the class to do.
Excuse me.
You didn't even move when you did that.
Somebody's a little excited.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically I would do like some kind of hand massage like this and massage their, you know, and then and then do their face. And
oh, you got to do the whole body? Like
I usually do, you know, and
it's
I'll wax
like when you go to a
want.
Nice barber shop, when they wash your hair, they're giving you that nice scalp massage and the the hot ass
massage.
Towels on your face afterwards.
That feels so good.
Not like Girl Down the Road gave us years ago when we went to a certain clip that might have featured a sport and they were kind of rough on the towels on the end.
Oh no. Yeah, were they warm?
Well, she was kind of like, you know, how you'd shine a melon with a rag. It's she was doing with the top of her head.
Like she was, what is the term?
She wouldn't stop. It was awful.
Exfoliating us.
Trying to, at least.
And we looked like we had, we were galded on our foreheads.
Head shaking back and forth.
Shake it back and forth.
It's like we were motorboating her towel.
No. I use warm towels, like in a little oven that I have that I put on your face that are nice.
But let's say that you lay them down and you say, okay, your first rip is free. You'll pour out their wax on their vagina. Is that what you said, vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to put some wax on your vagina. It will be a little warm to the touch, but don't freak out. Your body gets used to it. And then you give them a little rip there, and then they can look down and see the difference between... It's like a before and after of your yard after a landscaper came.
Yeah, stripe it.
It's so fast.
Yeah. They say their Kelly Clarkson thing, and then they say, oh, that was nothing. Sure, I'll get the rest of it done. Because no one's going to go home with a sixth of a cooter waxed. Am I not right?
You're right. I have to do it so fast. Usually I'll take the wax and I'll put it down and I'll rip it and put my hand over it to get rid of the pain.
She does it like it's a karate move.
And then
probably has a mannequin.
Oh, I'm going to bring my waxer and we'll wax stuff.
Do you have some Is there some sort of cover you put on the front? So the wax isn't dripping onto, you know, the major parts.
Well, you're a professional by that time that you learn to twist the little wooden spatula thing. And
the wooden spatula thing. Well, are you sure? I'm going to see the degree.
Popsicle sticks.
What?
Well, I don't know. I always say spatula because I use spatulas. So you twist it.
Yeah, because of you. Kids in vacation Bible school aren't going to be able to make little trinkets to give their parents.
Oh.
That's where all the popsicle sticks are going.
I twist it. And then it's nice and it's not dripping, and then you just spread it on real quick and then rip it as soon as it dries.
Mm.
And then you put your hand over there to get rid of the sting, and then you put something Ooh. To...
It's showtime, folks.
It's so fast.
It's sting!
That if you don't wax in a short amount of time, you're not very good because you're torturing people. You just got to go fast. Rip, rip, rip,
yes,
rip, rip.
I agree. God, I have so many questions about this, but they're all like very petty and not petty, but just.
Do what? I'm going to have to look up a video because they're talking about even different positions.
Oh, the waxy gets that's in. That's the thing I've never done a Brazilian.
Okay.
So I have to know exactly. They didn't teach me that in my school.
I'm open to it, though.
Yeah. Once I learn it, I'll do it.
Now, what's interesting is, this is a compliment. I hope you'll take it as that. I've never met a Brazilian lady without a nice butt.
Oh, yeah.
Nope. Like, it just They don't exist.
I've had it my whole life.
I'm going to cover up parts that I don't want to look at.
Do Mexican? Do Brazilian men have nice? They do. They have nice butts.
Yeah, nice.
Must be the soccer or something. Going up and down that mountain, building big Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh man, this girl's in
the thighs and whatnot.
This girl that's getting waxed here is almost like in a position you would sit down with your legs together.
Butterfly.
Well, yeah, like the one I asked her about when she first started talking about doing this is, I don't know what the medical terminology would be for this, but basically you get like you're getting ready to accept some doggy style positioning, mm-hmm. and then you are waxing from that position there.
Oh, okay.
That is the thing, or
she didn't want that.
What is that, like a crack wax? What is that?
She won't do that.
You don't do a crack wax?
Well, I haven't been trained to do that, so because they didn't teach that at my school.
Oh, they must be like, is it a Christian school?
Well, I mean, I just want to make sure that I, around that area, that I do it a certain way where I don't hurt anybody.
That's a good move on your
part. It's a very good move, so I want to make sure that I take
it. What about a lady who comes in with hairy nipples? Is that something you could help her with? Or
that's her brother.
I would either tweeze that or do something.
Please that.
Tweeze it.
Yeah.
Sneeze I don't know. On. They may want one.
This is Paige actually after when she did herself.
So. God bless. You know,
she put it on YouTube.
Yeah, no, man. Is that on YouTube right now for
real?
Yes,
sir.
Good Lord. It's educational. Literally, a very attractive woman staying there completely. Boy. You know why the kids don't go outside anymore? Right there.
Because
I wouldn't have.
You see everything.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't
go outside.
Back in our day, you'd see where everybody was with the bicycles outside. Not if we had porn on a damn computer.
Yeah.
No, we would all been like we were locked down during COVID back then. There would not be this generation of children probably. We would have all just spilled our seed in our own rooms and never went out and populated the world.
I like to.
God bless. What happened there?
Good God. Hey, let me see that.
That is not attractive in any way at all.
Looks like the letter A.
It looks like a dead flower. Gosh. Oh. And then, what is that? Is that a before and after Giphy?
Yeah, it's an after. Like it's okay. We'll show you the mold real quick. How it changed.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, okay. Oh. So that's just a close up.
Oh yeah. God, man.
We got a little cold.
It's like a tulip ring.
It is.
Damn. Yo, man. That you know what? Oh gosh. So to describe this, it's
kind of weird looking.
It's let me think of a good way to describe
it. It's science. You shouldn't be offended by that, fat boy.
You ever have a t-shirt that maybe doesn't have the traditional neck on it, and
the nape.
You know, next thing you know, that V-neck's turned into a U-neck.
Mm-hmm.
It's just drooping down everything. Yeah,
drooping down.
Yeah, yeah. The front of the shirt is kind of drooping, or maybe it hung on the hanger, so you got them little tiny wings in the shoulders. It pisses
like
me
it
off.
On wet.
Yeah, you know I. You put the shirt on there, and then you take it off to wear it, and you walking around looking like something like Cruella De Vil would wear, where the shoulders are all up at a point, like I'm a witch or something.
Shoulder
my pads. I hate that. God, I hate that.
So can you laser somebody, or do you have to go somewhere else to get that?
I don't think
laser.
And there's certain things that I can't do because I'm not a nurse. I'm not an RN.
Burn down the spa.
And I don't want to do anything that requires more insurance. I'll be honest with you.
Well, you are the wife of a fireman, so I'm sure you do know how to stop.
Or, like, I'm not going to... Well, I might...
Let me quiz you. Stop, drop, and what page?
Roll.
What? Okay, good.
So I'm not going to... Unless I go back to school and become an RN, which is another
RN.
4 years.
So after they wax, because this wax looks like a stretched out airhead, to be honest with you. She's going back with a, like tweezers.
A liquid? Yeah, oh, yeah.
What?
You got to...
She's tweezing all the...
God. That's great. I love that.
Why would you not
what
just have...
What is with the women getting satisfied by morphing people's bodies?
It's so satisfying.
Dude, I have a Brillo pad at that point. Like, I wouldn't be going through all this.
All right, like, get somebody to pumice me.
Do you know how many girls loved doing extractions? Do you know how many in the class were satisfied when they popped a zit? It's so weird.
class today. We're going to pop zits.
Are men allowed to do this?
Oh, yeah. They're great.
Yeah, but it's like a... Well, women are not going to go to you unless you're a gay...
It's not true.
Really? You know, what was the Adam Sandler movie where they pretended to be gay to be like... Were they not hairstylists or something?
It was Chuck and Larry.
Pronounced Chuck and Larry. Yeah.
Dang,
I just do it because
would you pretend to be gay married to me so we could go work at Paige's Spa? But just as it's a bit only. We won't like kiss or nothing.
You know, I see you all the time. Like, okay, boys, I need the rocks to be warm for other people. You'd be laying in the bed with the hot rocks.
Girl!
And
rocks
are hot.
Okay.
We used to go drinking there.
I'm taking a nap.
Like, I'm surprised.
I mean, got rocks.
I'm surprised that women would go to a straight guy, to get that done.
I wouldn't. Really? God, if you knew how to do like a nice back massage, I'd go to anybody.
Because I know,
care what you are.
I know
I
a couple.
No one.
I know a couple.
If you're a dog, that can run my back. That's fine.
I know a couple esthetician women that will not wax dudes like their gimmicks.
Oh yeah.
So I just mean, like you I figure the other way around, the female wouldn't be comfortable with a guy doing that.
I don't care who you are.
A straight guy, because what if he's the armless waxer, like, you know. Old phone scams we used to do.
I mean, like I said, I didn't have a man. I never waxed a man in school.
Bleep that later and make it sound fun.
I don't think that's not something a guy's going to get done, right?
I'm sure they have that done.
I feel like he'd do it himself, maybe with a razor, but even then it's like...
Yeah, I see how you wouldn't want somebody... With hot wax going down on your nether region, if you have testicles, that would be painful.
Both,
I wouldn't trust her.
You both
even
can't
we
be.
Test it, we don't.
I would never say going down though when you're saying in your office thing.
If you're a man, like a man and woman together, somebody's got to have.
I'm sorry.
Somebody's got to have something. You both can't be. You know, both floors can't be waxed.
Oh yeah, you have to have some other services.
It'd be like risky business. You just slide down the hallway.
Like you're gonna want that buffer. You got too much friction.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Somebody's got to have a bush.
See, my husband didn't like the fact that I shaved all the time, and I don't want to be too graphic, but because he said it reminded me of being with a little girl.
Oh, really?
It's like, well, that's the way it's going to be.
He must have not looked above your navel then. Because what the hell? Are you one of those weird women that don't take your shirt off during sex or something? Because how would he? I mean,
no.
What's he doing? There ain't no way. I mean, you would be. No, I can't even make. No.
But he shaved, you know, he shaved everything but parts of his back that he couldn't reach. And maybe that's when I became.
They have a soul patch down at the bottom of his back.
Esthetician.
There's a slight stamp is or whatever.
You remember how hairy he was when he did the hairy contest on the beach? He was like.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that guy?
I like it.
We pretended to go look for seashells. We're really. Getting souvenir hair.
You know what you look like down here. Yeah.
I decorated his face as a beard with it.
Did you? Good Lord.
I did.
You know, it's really unfair that men lose their hair on top and then they get hairier on the bottom. What happens? What is it? Some cruel joke from God.
And it's different hair, too.
The hair goes back in our head and comes out of our ears and nostrils. Like,
and everywhere else.
I don't understand that. Like, one of the things...
I feel
like,
for men.
I clean my house before my cleaning technician comes over, and... If I'm going to get a haircut, I go and make sure that I trim my ear hair out because that's embarrassing as balls. You get home and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you see like
or
you
get
that
on
little
the ear.
Fine baby hair coming out of your ear. Ah, that's weird. Like, no wonder I can't hear anymore. I said got.
Hey, it was close enough.
Got. Wasn't close enough.
It's odd that he would think that, knowing like he knows good and well how old you really are, but just that visual that messes with him so much.
I wonder if there's any like, you know, like let me think of a good example, like Unknown Hansen. Unknown Hansen. Wait a minute, damn it.
Unknown Hansen.
Unknown. Did you bring condoms? I'm not gonna tell you who I am.
You gonna bounce on his, and he bounces on yours.
Like, oh my gosh!
And like an older person you can think of, celebrity wise. You know, is like 80 whatever years old, still dye their hair black or whatever. Somebody like that. You imagine if, like, I'm not going to cut my ear hair out. I want it to match up on. So he stops starts dyeing his ear hair black.
I look at Warren Buffett's eyebrows, like stuff's everywhere, man.
And you know what's weird about it is when I'll tell you a good example of it, and he don't give a crap because he's a billionaire, but Mark Cuban, from years of like dyeing his hair, is now turning orange looking. And I've noticed that more and more with dudes. Like back in the 80s and 90s crap, like you sprayed that stuff on.
Ronco.
Remember that? Like you got a bald spot here, give me some spray paint. No one's going to notice. They're going to think, wait a minute, man. Is your skull black? I see it shining. What is up with that?
Wait, Rudy Giuliani's hair.
That boy be huffing your head.
Like, come here. Come here, Rudy.
What about Giuliani dripping down the sides?
Yeah, like, it's, come on, man. Your paint's running.
Yeah. I see that with
what do you mean?
Wrestlers a lot, too, where they're just the sweat and it's just start running and their legs are like streaked up and tie-dyed looking. It's wild.
Yeah, I think old Black Jack Bradshaw probably dyed his hair jet black.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Yeah. What a smug, pompous A.H. he is in real life, too. The boys love him, though. The boys love him.
Oh, yeah.
But every fan interaction seems to be pretty piss poor. And more about Paige's personal appearances later.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just kidding. Today is we're going to devote at least 1 hour of the show to the All Advice Show Thanksgiving edition.
Yeah.
The Thanksgiving edition.
Boy.
Like, and yes, we will be here next week, so it's not that, Dan. But it's one of those situations where you don't want to wait until Monday to start thinking about the stuff you might need some advice on for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah, you want to get ahead of the game. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Help you out.
Many of you, it's going to be your last weekend at home for some time or the last weekend home without it being full of people. And, Lord, it just makes me climb the walls.
Or you're going to hit the road. Maybe you want to go before Wednesday, you know. Busiest travel day of the year.
Get off the road. Don't be on the road past like 2 p.m. that day if you can. Truckers, not talking to you. We need you. Thank you.
We need you.
So that'll be coming up. I know we'll do the 8 o'clock hour because at some point I have some, not a bit, not a switcheroo, not a swerve. I have some really good news.
Oh. Did you get paid twice?
No, but I was up past midnight, and I looked, and it wasn't in. I'm like,
oh, my God, if it wasn't
they
there.
Did the 2:30 a.m. Switcheroo on me.
No, that ain't good.
Yeah.
I don't want to bank where you banked in.
Wow. I don't think you can.
I like getting that sucker. I like getting it early, like about 12 hours early.
You have to have diabetes at the bank I go to, so you're not allowed to. I'm sorry.
Well, maybe one day. I should be on the list.
You should be on the – you actually, they're going to start calling you soon, I imagine. I'll start getting postcards from ARP soon, I imagine, as well. See, I took some of the joke. Paige, what is up in that place?
Well, you wouldn't believe what Cardi B saved as a keepsake from childbirth.
Oh, yeah, I saw she just had a kid. She has Stephon Diggs' kid for the Patriots.
Yeah.
It's kind of like saving things after surgery. It's kind of odd.
Oh,
that ain't the only kid he's having this coming up. He's got like two or three other girls pregnant.
Good call.
Is he related to Logan Diggs?
I don't think so.
Okay. What about Stephon Gilmore?
But then again, I don't know who the hell Logan Diggs is.
Stephon Gilmore, if you're listening, I could see the Gilmore Boys. I could see that happening. From the makers of Gilmore Girls, it's Stephon and his boys hanging around.
From Tyler Perry.
Yes, and Ghost Whisperer's here, too. All right, we'll come up with more television show ideas and talking about souvenirs from having a baby right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin with a story about Cardi B. She had a baby. She saved something from the birth. That's not the oddest thing about saving something from a birth. I mean, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm not judging anybody from doing anything like that, although I just think it's odd. It's like if you had your appendix taken out, you're not going to take it.
Is she making a new designer perfume out of the afterbirth?
Close.
What would they call it?
Baby.
Oh, God. That's kind of creepy and genius at the same time. It's greenness.
Vanilla baby.
It's jeepy.
All right. So, any
other? Dior's on the phone right now. He won't send. Or is Christian a guy or girl? Is there a Methodist Dior? Do we know?
That's a good question. I don't know about the Fahrenheit.
I think there was a Christian Dior, but I'm not sure if they're alive.
Yeah.
Open the Dior. Why was that never their marketing campaign? Open the Dior.
Guess who's knocking on the Dior?
Oh, yeah, you could add Bingham in there.
It's me, Mother Blanker. I'm knocking on the Dior.
Who's at the back Dior?
They always hire the prettiest people.
That's what they should call their discount store. Back door, back Dior. Back Dior. Back Dior deals.
It sounds stupid trying to say
back Dior. Hi, welcome back Dior. Exit through the entrance.
All right.
Enter through the exit.
So let's go back to the story because it's interesting all the same. She saved her baby's umbilical cord. But that's not the weirdest thing. She saved it, but she dipped it in gold chrome.
Gold chrome?
In the shape of a heart.
Well, they had to chrome it up, otherwise it would just brittle apart, I suppose.
Like an old dead worm just in a scrapbook somewhere?
We haven't found mine yet. It's somewhere in the home. No
she
kidding.
She didn't wear it like a necklace?
No, she didn't.
I don't know if she's going to wear that around her neck, but maybe she's going to
keep it
in a little box.
I'm
going to
clone myself. What? Can I clone myself with my umbilical cord?
Sure.
You'd have to live with yourself, like, would you? As a roommate?
God, my luck would be like Multiplicity. I'd get the real bad version first.
He's putting a piece of pizza in his wallet.
Couldn't be mean to him either, though. It's today's society, you know?
Clone yourself with blood sample, perhaps.
Oh, yeah. What's in the cord? I wonder if it's got to have DNA, right?
Probably some old food. Would it be weird if I used it as a cocktail straw?
Yes.
It's probably some old po folks in there.
Is it like old twirly, like the old like straws used to be? Where you guys suck harder.
Oh.
Mom, stop.
Stop that, Mommy.
If you want to get it all the way up, you got to suck it real hard, like you're siphoning gas, Matthew.
Your parents taught you how to siphon gas.
That was, during the 80s, my parents' gas got stolen a lot from Po Mill. My daddy put a lock thing on his. My mom would park up against the house where the gas. True story. I am not kidding you.
So the house would be in between, or the gas would be in between the car.
She'd slide out the other side.
Is that because of that gas shortage?
Gas shortage. And yeah. We had Spinks on one end and Jordans on the other one. And people in between, like my dad walked out on the front porch to smoke a cigarette one day, and there was a guy sitting there with a freaking hose in the back of my dad's car trying to suck his gas out.
He beat his ass real good.
I don't know what happened from that point. I wasn't there with the point of view. That's one of them stories I've heard replicated years and years. But it's true. I mean, I
got on him.
I remember those
come
days.
By. Quit stealing his.
Well, yeah. My mom would say we got to go wait for gas because she had to drive from Castro Valley to Oakland.
Guess what, buddy? If you're going to steal the Harris's gas, they don't have chicken biscuits, but I do. Uh-huh. I got candies. They don't have candy because they got a son that eat it all today.
Do you have a problem with bad breath? Any of you?
I don't do it.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've never caught that from any of you.
It's something somebody's got to tell you, right? Like, I don't think it.
Or someone, that talks to you, but talks away.
Though I did notice the other day, and this is probably coarse, but why does this is going to sound odd to say. Why does a good dump smell like bad breath? What is that about?
Well, probably because bad breath is oftentimes where it's old food stuck up in the teeth and, cankers and all these different things.
How are they connected?
It's just old food.
Food, bacteria.
And when you take a good one, like you really, there's nothing left kind of feeling. You're completely cleaned out and there's probably some old food, probably some stuff from the ninth grade popping out and various things.
I would worry if your dog poo started smelling like yours.
Oh, this reminds me of a joke I heard too.
You must be eating table scraps.
How do you know you're at a gay cookout?
How do you know if not? I don't want to ruin the joke, but can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Does it involve corn?
No.
Okay.
All the hot dogs taste like crap.
No. No.
That's
no.
Not what I was thinking.
Well, because he's probably saying they're vegan.
Yeah.
Okay. That's why.
All right. So there was a new study that found
they plump when you suck them.
That the key to fresh breath may be a mouthwash made with garlic extract. Why, you ask? Because garlic has antimicrobial. Ooh. Microbial. Property. So that means that there's a compound when the garlic is crushed that will help break down all the bacteria and fungus or whatever's in your mouth. And
I like it on pizza.
Make it fresher.
And not even my brother's dad would get the cloves of garlic and he would put it in his food, but the cloves, they smell
like the
awful.
Holes, he don't crack them open.
He'd take his pocket knife and cut some slivers off.
Fresh garlic is nice.
It smelled terrible. I like pizza garlic.
I had a friend that would make stuff with garlic.
What is that?
It's like a...
It's like Bacos, their version of?
Yeah, it's like a powder. It's real garlic. I don't think it is, though. It's just to
I'm sure
taste
it
and smell as. Garlic. Garlic.
It's just a fine
By Prince
powder.
Machiavelli. It's garlic.
Yeah, so it reduces the bacteria more effectively than other antiseptics. So maybe it works. Although I wouldn't want to have the aftertaste of garlic. It's like eating or taking a vitamin that you keep burping all day long. And it's
What's
horrible.
The vampire thing with garlic, regular garlic? Maybe they can
it
handle garlic.
It keeps them away.
It keeps them away because they will, it's like Krypton to them.
Yeah. I don't know if it kills them instantly, but they're deterred from it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know if it was ever explained. That's a good question.
Yeah, is it just, because remember they'd make kits when people thought they were real. You'd have a clove of garlic. You'd have a mirror. You'd have a spot to put through their hearts.
Mm-hmm. Are you not talking about the car kit?
Oh, no. Yeah, it's probably
Mr. Matthews, we have to get to school.
Well, they had to change it to a spike because when they put a stake in his heart, I went and bought a T-bone. Screwed that one up, really. The vampire got me. Also, would vampires be able to smell AIDS?
Wow. For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This is the Rise Guys.
Just laugh my ass off every morning. I mean, it's just so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles.
Thank you.
Thank you. We love y'all's bow rounds. And
thank you.
Everything else. I like your biscuit theater. You walk up to the window and watch them make it.
Isn't that fun? It's like... This is something about that.
Well, I just like the fact that it's called Biscuit Theater.
Yeah.
I love biscuits.
That's the only theater I go to.
It's the only one.
Since they closed, Little Children's.
I got a key to it if you want to go in sometime. Oh,
God. Is there a private entrance that goes underneath?
Yeah. There's a bunch of porcelain fixtures everywhere. The Giants.
It gets me so...
I don't know why she loves the creepy pedo voice, the chomo voice I do.
Chomo?
That's what the...
What's that stand for?
That's what prisoners, ex-cons, will call child molesters. They call them chomos.
Oh.
So I guess that's their code, or I don't know if that's what they call them in prison. But that's what they call them after.
Because you say pedo or pedo?
I say pedo because I'm thinking of the pedometer that people have.
Yeah. Pedometer?
Pedometer.
Well, it tells you when one's close by.
Pedometer.
Doesn't count, and it counts your steps too.
It does, no, I don't think it works.
Pedometer the other way, might be a little different.
I just call it a measuring tape.
Plus, I'm getting somebody signed me up for some kind of spam neighborhood watch because I'm getting alerts now when sex offenders come in and out of the area.
Oh man,
like it will email me and says, hey, one lives 0.2 miles away.
Maybe she someone in your family did.
I don't know, man. Somebody signed
Are you against pretending to be 14 to try to lure him into Walmart?
Yes. That's like, I mean, I dress like him, but how's that going to work?
No, you don't. That's You're stylish.
You're a big kid.
I can't pull it off. You're a big boy, aren't you?
God, what commercial is that? Is it Toys R Us? I'm a big kid now?
Jeffrey.
No, what is that?
I hear the song. It.
I have to.
Why?
Mommy, wow. I'm a
big kid now. Oh, what is that for?
I'm a big kid now.
I hear the song, but I can't see the commercial.
You are a big kid, aren't you?
Welcome to Early Onset Dementia.
Honestly, yeah, this segment is actually sponsored by Losing Your Mind.
That's how they figured out Mandela Effect. People are like, what was it? Stain, not Stain.
It was Gino, the quarterback, Joe Mandela.
Like in the future, they're going to be arguing it was the Berenstain's Island that where all these men were going. the Berenstain Island. Right, what was it?
Oh,
Epstein, Kevin Stein.
Well, you know when you're Southern.
Frankenstein. They, oh, my God.
You talk about the in the mall, Frankenstein's?
Yes.
When you're Southern, they called it Berenstain's.
What? So,
Berenstain Bears.
Oh, Berenstain.
Oh, yeah. Berenstain.
Well, let me tell you, the New York football Giants are possibly going to set a record you don't want to set. And this hasn't happened since 1976. They could be the first team mathematically eliminated from playoff contention.
That's awful.
This early in the season. They fired Daybald. You know, Jackson Dart's hurt. Scatabooze out.
God, man, that sucks for him, too. He was like...
He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Could have been Rookie of the Year. Now, people were giving Scatabooze crap because, you know, he dislocated his ankle, which he showed you on his Twitch. He can wiggle his toes now. It's getting better. But they're like, look, you shouldn't be on Raw doing what you're doing when you're hurt.
He's on Twitch?
Yeah, he's got a Twitch stream. That's where he was showing off his weird elbow or shoulder. Like, he's got some kind of monster shoulder. But he's on Raw in an angle.
Yeah.
And they're like, look.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God, I haven't watched it in 2 weeks. Seriously.
Evidently, a lot happened this
I know.
Past
you
week.
Told me a while ago Rhea Ripley came back, and I'm like, God, man.
I'm like, wearing some kind of Hannibal Lecter-looking face mask?
She broke her nose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did she break it or did Buddy Matthews break it?
Bitches be getting broke noses. Oh, like, remember, whatchamacallit, I had to wear one for a while. Chelsea Green.
Well, how about when Seth Rollins rearranged Cena's nose live on Raw? He didn't wear one.
No.
And his nose was all crooked. Like, man, what's up? Like, what does that do to your boogers? Are they falling out sideways now? Or?
That's a good point. Like, when you blow your nose, like, does it just shoot out the other direction? If you have a deviated rectum, does it just come out one big, long tube of snot? Septum, sorry. Sorry.
People are getting their rectums pierced, right?
Well, I imagine if you have it would be less of a hole to go through. What if it's that? Deviated, right?
What is that face on the place? The place on the face that get pierced. What's that called?
Labria?
No.
No, wait a minute. God,
this is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.